Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cotton Pippen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Cotton Pippen. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Spindle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newsom for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Siebert moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Harry Kimberlin now pitching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Brucker scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pippen moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Pippen scores. There goes Moses trying to get to home. Gallagher throws the ball into Spindle, who tags Moses for the out. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bill Trotter now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a line drive into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pippen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pippen. Berardino moves to third. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berardino tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Lobs moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pippen hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Spindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Moses trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Spindle and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher strikes out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Spindle takes first base on ball 4. Hogue moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Pippen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pippen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spindle hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a line drive towards short. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotter strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Miles moves to third. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Bill Nagel. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani is walked intentionally. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pippen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing second base. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Hal Spindle. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Hogue moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Glenn now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Joe Grace pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Chubby Dean now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. John Whitehead now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Johnson moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Hayes moves to second. 2 outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ambler covering, for the out. Clift moves to second. 1 out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.